will. I surely will do that.
The brown, black.
Okay. Well,
choke
black.
Cherry.
Bye.
Boy, do they make good jelly.
Choke cherries do. But they grow wild, pretty much. Well, it sounds like there was one other plant that I was wondering about. It grows in real damp areas, usually shaded areas, and they grow off the ground usually after it rains. They kind of look like umbrellas, little umbrellas. My grandfather used to tell me that toads would hide out under them.
Toadstool.
Yeah. Do they call them anything else besides toadstools? They ever call them mushrooms, or is that something different?
Well, mushrooms are a different thing. It's shaped like a toadstool. But toadstools, most of them are poison.
But mushrooms you can eat.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could tell me, I'm sure y'all had cows and hogs on your farm?
Yeah, I used to raise hogs.
Did you? How many did you have?
Oh, we raised about 200 a year.
Really? I was wondering if you could tell me the different kinds of meat that you could get off a hog when you slaughtered it. What kinds of meat would you cut off?
Well, you get the ham, the loin.
Bear ribs.
Bear ribs.
Sausage.
You can make sausage out of the meat. And you can get the ham hocks.
Do you ever eat any salt pork?
Salt pork, oh yeah, we salt some down.
Is that what you'd call it?
Salt side, yeah.
Salt side.
Salt side.
Would you, would you do with the hog's head?
Get all off of what you could and grind it up. Make sausage out of it.
Sausage. Did you ever make anything called head cheese?
Head cheese, yeah. Yeah, that was a certain part of the head you used. Mother used to make head cheese.
I got two of the rump pigs.
I didn't like it myself, but then a lot of people did.
And I called them Adam and Eve, and I raised them, and that's how I got my clothes. Adam and Eve, they were two little runts, and they gave them to me.
How about
and
that?
I had one I called them.
How about that?
I don't know, I had another pig, and I would get the runts, raise them, and that's where I got my clothes.
I'm wondering about with cattle, with beef. Did you ever dry it out? Did you ever eat dried beef?
No, we never did dry any beef. We used to butcher some beef, but we didn't dry any.
So you had never eaten anything like jerky or chip beef or anything like that?
Oh, I've eaten some of it, but we didn't do it. Mm-hmm. We didn't do it ourselves.
Okay. And just one other question. Earlier on we were talking about things you grew in the garden, like corn and squash and potatoes. All of those things together, what would you have called those? Just call them vegetables?
Well, some of them were vegetables. Most of them were vegetables. Vegetables.
Okay.
And then we had in the old days, they had a root cellar. Put them in there and save them and then dig them out in the winter and eat them. Use them.
Things that would last over
hardly
the winter.
I never bought that stuff in town. Mm. Hardly ever. Mm.
Mm. Well, then after we were married, we bought the refrigerators, and that really was
an old ice box.
Old ice box.
Could keep things for a long time.
You know, ice boxes, not refrigerators.
Weren't electric.
Oh no.
No, you just put a chunk of ice in it.
Yeah.
Then we used to cut our own ice on the lakes and put it up in an ice house for the summer.
Did you really?
Oh yeah. Mm. Cut it in blocks, stack it in the ice house, put about that much sawdust all the way around it and on top of it to keep it. That'd keep it all summer.
So about a foot of sawdust around it would...
Yeah, or more. Hmm.
We had ice cream all the time, and now we never...
Had a homemade freezer, we'd make our own ice cream.
Oh,
nothing like
good.
It either.
Made with cream.
Better than that stuff you get at home, or get in the store.
I just don't like ice
cream. You mentioned cream.
We milked about eight cows all the time by hand.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Tell me about milking those cows. After you milked them, what would you do with the milk? What was the process that you would do to get the milk ready to